All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. I want to thank you for tuning in. Election 2014, primary season continues, and joining us to talk about his re-election bid is Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
I'm fine, Chad. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, and hope you're having a good day. I'm sure you're having a better day than certain people in New Jersey, so welcome to the program. Let's talk about your campaign and why, you know, there are so many people out there who they're looking at Congress right now. They're looking for Congress to take action, to be bold. They want bold leadership out of Republicans. Why should voters, when they look at you and your portfolio of work, why should they reelect you as a congressman?
Well, Chad, thank you for that opportunity. Well, I think the main reason is that, you know, I told the people in the 19th District back in 2003, I guess, that I'd be a workhorse in Congress. And that's exactly what I've done. I've worked very hard in the 19th District. I also promised them that I would be a strong conservative independent voice, and I have kept that promise. I've opposed, a lot of the liberal movement up here, but I've also opposed, my own leadership when I thought they were, not on the right side of the taxpayers. And so I made a promise to the folks in the 19th District, and we've kept that promise.
What do you think so far has been, I guess, some of your signature actions while in Congress?
Well, I think there's a number of things. I worked very hard on the BRAC process when Dyess Air Force Base was potentially on the chopping block, when you were trying to close the Big Spring Hospital, VA Hospital. I went to work to, preserve that. I worked very closely with Texas Tech on a number of initiatives for research there. I've been on the conference committee, for example, for two farm bills. I'm currently on one, and in fact, a number of the provisions of the farm bill are a result of work that I've done. And so, there's been a number of things that we're very proud of. But most importantly, we're just proud that we work hard every day to be an advocate for the people in the 19th District, really basically trying to protect them from this very onerous amount of legislation and regulation that's coming out that's, impacting families all across my district.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, it seems as though some of the, I don't know if I want to call it backlash, but a criticism that has been leveled at you at your time in office from listeners of this show and voters out there have been that they don't see you as active enough. That they want a someone who is out there fighting, that they see in front of the cameras fighting all the time, and that you haven't passed enough legislation. There's not enough stuff with your name on it that has passed. What is your answer to those people?
Well, I think number one is there are two groups of people up here. There are people that want to be a show horse, and then there are people that want to be a workhorse. And, as I said earlier, I came up here to be a workhorse. That's been my style in business. That's been in my style when I was elected to be president of the Texas Home Builders, the West Texas Home Builders, and other opportunities. It's the same profile I had when I was the chairman and founder of the Ports to Plains Corridor. I'm about getting the work done and not about going out and trying to jump in front of the cameras. The other thing about legislation, Ken, one of the reasons I came to Congress was I felt like that they were passing too many laws up here. And so I didn't come up here to expand government. I came up here to shrink government, because every time we pass a law up here or pass a bill, somebody's individual liberties and freedoms are infringed upon. So I didn't come up here to see how many bills I could pass while I was in Congress.
If reelected, of course, winning the primary, then going on and being reelected in the House, what are your plans going forward as far as pieces of legislation that you would like to see passed or things that you would just like to do as a congressman?
Well, there's a number of things. Number one, I'd like to repeal Obamacare. I mean, I'd like to be here when that happens because, I fought very hard to keep it from happening. And in fact, to talk about being vocal, I think I was pretty vocal about my opposition to Obamacare. And so now that I've seen the consequences that it's causing for a number of families all across the country, and particularly the 19th District, that would have to be at the top of my list. The other one is you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, and we are continuing down this path of spending money that we don't have. I've introduced a couple of bills that would, you know, begin to limit that by requiring a two-thirds vote to either raise the debt ceiling or two-thirds vote to raise taxes, making it easier to cut spending rather than to go to the credit card or go to the taxpayers. I think the other, you know, issue that I'm working very hard on is, you know, trying to complete this farm bill. A five-year farm bill is very important to the people in my district. You know, I'm a senior member on three committees, but more importantly, I'm the chairman of a major committee on financial services, and we're working on a lot of different issues. And one of the things that I've been working on with Chairman Hensarling is the PATH Act, which would make some major reform in housing finance in this country, getting the taxpayers off the hook for all of these mortgages that are being originated. So there's a lot of work to do up here, and we're not lacking for things to work on, but those are some of the major things.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer about his campaign, you can go to randyforcongress.com. By the way, that's his campaign website to check out more information. Let's talk about some things that have been in the news lately, obviously Obamacare, but also unemployment benefits, which has been a huge debate in Congress. Where are you on extending unemployment benefits, and what should be done when it comes to unemployment overall?
Yeah, well, as a people that are unemployed, that's very unfortunate. And what we've seen is that this administration continues to ignore the people that are unemployed in this country. They want to talk about the Band-Aid, and the Band-Aid is, you know, extending the unemployment benefits. What people that are unemployed need more than anything is they need a job. And so I've had an opportunity to vote on a number of pieces of legislation that we've sent over to the Senate that are sitting there collecting dust that would help create jobs in this country. And so where I am on unemployment is that, you know, we need to provide the best solution for unemployment, and the best solution for unemployment is jobs. This administration and the Democrats over in the Senate want to talk about the Band-Aid. But I am not for extending these benefits without two caveats. One, we have to pay for it because we can't continue spending money that we don't. But what we have to do is begin to reform how we address unemployment in this country and move a lot more of our resources, if we're going to do that at the federal level, to helping create jobs. And the best way to create jobs right now is two things. One, get the federal government out of the way of businesses across the country. And I believe repealing Obamacare would create a lot of jobs in this country, because as I travel around the 19th District, I have a number of employers telling me that they're having to cut their employees' hours back. They're not going to hire new people until they understand, you know, what the consequences of this mandate that's been delayed for a year. But if we really want to fix unemployment, we've got to provide an opportunity for the job creators to do what they do best, and that's create jobs.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, I keep on hearing you bring up getting rid of Obamacare. And then this is something that, granted, a lot of Republicans bring up. What are the chances that that actually happens?
Well, I think, Chad, they get better because, you know, one of the things we're beginning to see is some of the Democrats are running away from Obamacare because they're hearing the same stories that I'm hearing on a daily basis of families losing their coverage, their premiums going up, like the little girl over in Level Land that, had cancer and they lost the insurance policy that's been covering that family. They're hearing those real life stories. And so as we, I think, go into the election cycle here in 2014, if we can make some headway over in the Senate, you know, then we begin to be in a more positive position to be able to make some changes to Obamacare. To fully repeal Obamacare, though, we're going to have to change out the White House and the Senate and get the cards stars aligned where we can really make the right choice, and that is we need to repeal Obamacare, but what we do owe the American people is a better system in delivering health care, one that's patient-centered, where patients are making their decision and not the government making those decisions for them.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, and Congressman, of course, we'll have you back on before the primary, before voting gets done. But before we let you go, What is one or two things that you want to convey to the voters in this district? And I ask all candidates this. What are one or two things you want to convey to the voters in this area who will be going to the polls?
Yeah, well, I think voting is very important. You know, there's this is what the founders empowered the people with, the most powerful part of the Constitution, and that's the right to vote. And so we want people to go out and vote. And I just would say to them that, you know, I've kept my promise. I've worked hard for you. I've been an effective leader here in Congress, and I'm working on important issues to the people. I take this job very seriously, and I'm asking them to give me the opportunity to continue working hard for them for the next 2 years.
Congressman, as always, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again on down the road as we continue election 2014.
You bet, Chad, and thank you for having me on, and have a great day.
You too. That's Congressman Randy Neugebauer. You can, of course, visit his website, randyforcongress.com.